For example, PF these are secure today's date is 06/16/2025. Dictation is for Tamika Brown. Brown spells BROWN. Tamika spells TAMIKA. Date of birth is 01/28/1973. This is a 52-year-old female, hair with throat pain and knee pain period. Patient said throat pain recently started approximately 2 or 3 days ago. Came in because she's having she says she's having increased pain with swelling, with swallowing. And she also reports chills and body aches. Patient works as a sheriff deputy, and she says she frequently visits the jails and has to escort sick prisoners, period. Next paragraph, patient reports right knee pain. She indicated that knee pain is chronic. She has history of DJD and may have a torn meniscus, which is going to be repaired sometime in July, period. She says she's in lots of pain because she's on her feet a lot and will not be able to see her doctor or a specialist or ortho specialist for another 3 or 4 weeks, period. She denies recent trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 124/83. Pulse 73, respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, anadematous, uvula, tonsils, and pharynx. Exudate is present on the right tonsil. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, right knee. Tenderness is present in the medial joint lines. No effusion. The knee is not hot to touch. No effusion. No erythema. She has full range of motion with moderate discomfort, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is degenerative joint disease, right knee. Assessment number 2 is pain, right knee. Number 3, exudative pharyngitis. Number 4 is odynophagia, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Trigger point injection. Semicolon, next line. Procedure was explained to patient. We discuss complications, which includes infection, continuous pain, return of pain, bleeding. Patient says she understands and gives verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Patient and I identify the area of maximum pain. This area was marked with a skin marker. Next line. Knee was prepped with betadine and overwiped with alcohol. Next line. The site was sprayed with hurricane spray. Next line. With 80 milligrams of solumedrol and 5 cc's of lidocaine. Medication was mixed and with a 27 gauge needle injected at the site of maximum pain. Next line. Patient tolerate procedure well. Next line. There were no complications. Next line. Site was cleaned again with betadine and alcohol, massaged and covered with Band-Aid. Patient tolerate procedure well. Next paragraph. She was sent home with the following medication: Motrin 800 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN for pain. Next medication: Amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days. Number 20. Next medication: Diflucan 150 milligrams. This is for prophylaxis for a yeast infection. She says she gets yeast infection whenever she takes antibiotic. Next line: XYZ mouthwash. She will gargle with 20 milliliters every morning for 4 days. She was given a total of 80 milliliters. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids. Patient was given a work excuse to remain at home tomorrow and to return to work on Wednesday. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.